reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, with all your strength and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers. As he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and they stripped and beat him and went off and left him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side of the road. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight, and he approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal and took him to the inn to care for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instructions, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I've given you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was a neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to them, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening? Good. God bless you all. Everyone can be saved. It is not difficult to attain salvation. One day, an illiterate woman asked the priest, "Father, what must a poor woman like myself do to attain salvation?" The priest smiled and gave her this reply, "Good woman, it is very simple. All you have to do to be saved is just to will it. Will it. If there is willingness to be saved, and we will be saved. From anything, we will be saved. We are living in a world which is growing daily further and further away from God. Let us go back and see the life of our parents, life of our grandparents, how beautiful it was. And now, let us look and see how we are, and what we are, and where we are. People aim to get the maximum for themselves and ignore or forget their purpose of life. It is the problem. People look for this, that, and they try to get. And they forget the purpose of life. What is the purpose of living? What we are going to gain? Today's gospel reading gives answer, the purpose of life. In today's gospel, a teacher of the law comes to Jesus and asks him, "What must I do to receive eternal life?" He is the teacher of the law. He knows everything. But he has a doubt whether there is life after my death. Is there eternal life? Is there heaven? If there is heaven and if there is eternal life, what I must do and how I must receive that eternal life? When the death nears to man, he will be worrying about his future life. What will happen to me after my death? Do I have another life, or my life will end with this life? So this is what happens when we are coming closer to death. So we need to prepare answers by ourselves. You don't get anywhere. You have to get answers. But the word of God, the commandments of God, the Son of God, God himself proves that there is eternal life for you, my dear children. Prepare for that. But this eternal life does not come freely. The human beings must try to get it when they are living now. Don't wait. Don't wait, don't waste. And you have to try to get it by yourself. God has given all the ways possible to you. And it is your responsibility how to get that eternal life. That is why the teacher of the law in the gospel asked Jesus, "How and who will attain eternal life?" How and who will attain eternal life? Because the Jewish religious teachers had kept on adding command upon command to the Ten Commandments of Moses. The teachers of the law, the religious people, they made the Ten Commandments into more than 300 commandments. The teacher of the law does not understand which law to follow, which gives me eternal life, which gives me peace and joy, happiness. Because of all these laws, that's why he thought Jesus is the best teacher. And he knows what to follow and what not to follow. That's why this Jewish religious teacher comes and asks Jesus. Jesus said, he gave a small story. A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. This is a very dangerous route. There will be dacoits, thieves. Anything may happen on this road. And the Samaria, which is beside, if anything happens to Jewish people, they feel happy. If someone is killed, the Samaritans will be happy, because the Jews and Samaritans will not go together. They always fight each other, disliking. That's why this road is very dangerous. A man, Jewish man, he may be a merchant going for business, and he was attacked. What happens after the attack? Jewish priest saw and walked aside. Levite saw and walked aside. But a Samaritan, who, when he saw the man, his heart was filled with pity. He poured oil and wine on his wounds and bandaged, then took him to an inn. Here, the Jewish priest and the Levites. The Jewish priest is the one who offers sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple and who proclaims the word of God. And Levite also assistant to the Jewish priest. So before they go for worship, they are not allowed to touch any dead body or any blood. If they touch, they will be removed from the priestly ministry for 1 week. That's why, with the fear, they saw the man struggling for life, they passed away. Here Jesus says, your priestly life is not great at the time. You have to keep your priestly ministry aside, and you have to go and help the person who is in struggle. The Jewish priest didn't do, but who did? The Samaritan. Samaritan did something good for the Jewish person who is struggling, even though they don't go together. So this story gave a super knowledge, super understanding to the Jewish teacher about the kingdom of God. Then he gets another doubt. Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? And after hearing all these things, he received the answer, who is my neighbor? Whoever may be. One who is in trouble, one who is in problems, one who is with difficulties, he is my neighbor. That is what he learned from this story. So he completely understood how I can enter into the heavenly kingdom. He also said, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, la 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 la. He knows very well. He thought, if I love my God, I will enter into the heavenly kingdom. No. To this law, Jesus add a little bit. Love your God and love also your neighbor. This is the only one law Jesus gave to everyone. Jesus didn't give any laws. He followed all the Old Testament laws. Just he added to this first law, and also love your neighbor. That's all. So now this Jewish preacher or teacher understood how he can enter into the heavenly kingdom. I have to love my God, and I have to love my neighbor. This leads me to my heavenly kingdom. So the Samaritan presented as a model to be followed by every person because the Samaritan became good Samaritan. He became good Samaritan. Thus, to obtain eternal life, one must know God, who is the truth. But this knowledge of God is a knowledge of love. Understanding God means not obeying His commandments. God means love. We must understand God that He is love. If He gives commandments, that is love. So we need to understand the love of God when we follow the commandments of God. Here Jesus is telling us how to be truly human. It is the way all people are called to behave towards each other, like a good Samaritan. Everyone is invited by Jesus to follow like a good Samaritan. This parable also tells us that God's grace comes in all forms and through all kinds of people. This parable also teaches us that God works through many forms, in many ways. In the first reading, Moses also says, "My dear children, God always wants you to follow His commandments. Be obedient to His commandments. Do not say, 'It is not up in the sky,' or 'It is not other side of the ocean.' Who will go across the ocean and on the sky to bring the word of God, and who can preach us? Don't think. It is not up. It is not far away. It is in your hearts. The word of God is in your hearts. The commands are in your hearts. So when you follow the commands of God, God will give you more prosperity. More prosperity. And you will grow all the time when you keep the commandments of God. In the same way, Paul also says, all created things have a purpose and fulfillment in Christ. All created things have a purpose and fulfillment in Christ. What is the fulfillment and what is the purpose? The fulfillment and the purpose in Jesus is go and be united in Jesus. Go and be united with Jesus. That is what Paul says. So, when there is separation, we will be separate always. That's why we need to be united in Jesus all the time. That is what the Samaritan did in his life. He fulfilled wish and will of God by following the commandment of love your neighbor. And it established him on the path to eternal life. He fulfilled the wish and will of God. What a nice. So in the same way, we are all invited to fulfill the wish and will of God that is on us. So, at the end of the parable, Jesus concluded the parable asking a question to the teacher of the law. Which of the three do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the bandit's hand? Who is the good one among these three? The teacher's response is, the one who took pity on him. The one who took pity on him. So Jesus concluded saying, go and do the same yourself. Go and do the same yourself. The way to salvation is open to all, and all must pay the same price to obtain it. Love for one's neighbor. Do not worry about numberless commandments, how to fulfill and what to do with these, all these things. The best medicine of all is love. If we do not love our neighbor, they will remain wounded and hurt. If we do not love our neighbor, they will be wounded and hurt. So, among all the religious worship, what are the worship we do? Love is the best one. Love is the best one. Love makes us to be more closer to God, and love makes us to be more closest to our neighbor, and love makes us to move our life very smoothly. And it is not easy. And it is not easy. You all know. You all know it is not that easy to love enemy. If I see my enemy, I like to crush his neck and I want to wash him like cloth. This is what happens when we see our enemies. Then how can we share our love? Impossible. That is why we need to come down, and come down. That makes you to love your enemies. So, remember, the best medicine is love. Let us put up a new mind, and let us wash our brains with the gospel of Jesus.